The Ari Olds Transportation Museum houses a diverse collection of Oldsmobiles dating from 1897 to 2004. It also includes a wide array of auto and industrial history covering about a century, including a nearly complete collection of Michigan license plates, early traffic signs, and a working 1950s-era traffic signal. Steam engine, bicycle, even lawnmower collections show the link between early automakers and many aspects of everyday life. Bill Adcock is the executive director of the Ari Olds Transportation Museum. He recently joined WKAR's Peter Wharf for a tour of the museum. Peter and Bill looked at several decades worth of Oldsmobile, starting with an early 20s model.
Even though it's got a metal body, these were all wooden. This is all wood right there, and it's just skinned over with metal.
We're opening the door and looking just at the frame of the door, and it's made of wood.
That's correct. And then all these cars have vinyl tops because they couldn't build a car. We didn't have the machinery to stamp out a metal body car at the time. So we can progress on here, and it's finally built metal body cars. This was a Bud body. Now you can see we're into metal, completely metal. But again, there's a vinyl top.
Okay.
We didn't have the machinery to stamp out a metal top car until the 30s.
And we have an amazing sort of wine-colored, almost velvet or velour interior. And back in the luxurious passenger seat with these beautiful curved windows in the back, there's a holder for a flower vase. So VW had nothing on Rio when it came to putting a flower in the car.
That's correct. That's correct. Billy Durant, who built General Motors, 1908, he started General Motors. The first car company he bought for General Motors was Buick. Later on that year, he bought Oldsmobile. He was later fired by General Motors, and he built his own car company. It's called a Durant. And these were built in Lansing, also built in New York. But that's a Durant, and that was the little baby brother, we'll call it. It's called a Star. And it was just an entry-level Durant, not unlike we have a Toyota and a Lexus. Here was Oldsmobile's version. They didn't have a starter car, they went up. So they had Oldsmobiles, and then you could advance and get up to a Viking.
How is this sort of the next level? What does the Viking represent in that way?
It was a more luxurious car, had more features on it, had a bigger engine in it, just more features on the car.
Come away with me, Lucille, in my merry Oldsmobile. Down the road, a light will fly, automobiling, you and I, to the church we'll swiftly steal, then our wedding bells will peal. You can go as far as you like, with me in my merry Oldsmobile.
Everyone's heard of REO Speedwagon, the band. Well, they got their name from this truck right here. And Rio came out with a Speedwagon, I think somewhere in the 20s, and that name stuck. It was fast. They built a delivery vehicle that was fast, and that's why they called it a Speedwagon.
Bill Adcock, the executive director of the R.E. Olds Transportation Museum in Lansing. When you think of 1930s cars, chrome fenders, you couldn't find a quartet more impressive than these 1930s Oldsmobiles.
No, and there's one Rio in the mix here, too. Yeah. And the metal they used on these things, I mean, if you had an accident, good luck. You know, you couldn't bang out that fender. It's just too big and too heavy.
Yeah.
You have to replace that.
Yeah. Can you pick a favorite?
Out of this bunch, it's this car right here. Yeah. You can see it's got side mounts on it. This was given to us by a gentleman in Texas, and we now use this as a wedding car. So if they're having a wedding, they can rent this, and we'll drive them to their reception, wedding, whatever, take pictures with it. So we've used this several times in weddings.
This is the 1937 Oldsmobile touring sedan that has been named Ms. Lucy. 32,000 were made. This is the classic late 1930s car. A big 8-cylinder, chrome everywhere, fenders and hood till next week.
That's correct. And the grill, it's a cast grill in there. Probably the grill weighs 200 pounds on this thing.
And is this where we're starting to see the rocket emblem now in the 1930s on the hood?
In a way.
Yeah, in a way.
Not so much.
There's a little bit of a rocket there. In the 40s is when they really started using that rocket symbol. And then we even move on to 54. We pick up now the rocket emblem that they used extensively for a long time.
It's the hottest number on the highway.
It's the 88.
The Oldsmobile 88.
With the famous rocket engine, new hydromatic drive, and futuramic styling. And this one has Mel Torme.
Mel Torme?
Well, hello.
Hello, Mel.
Hi.
How do you like the 88?
Oh, gee, I think it's just...
Sing it, Mel.
What a thrill to take the wheel of a rocket Oldsmobile. In performance, it's a star. It's a rocket engine car.
This car is probably the biggest car we have here. 1974, Olds 98. It weighed almost 5,000 pounds.
Yeah, this thing just lends new meaning to the words massive sheet metal.
Yeah.
It looks like about, I mean, it's not, but it looks almost half again as wide as some of these other cars. Just absolutely enormous aircraft carrier deck hood and just huge.
You know, it has a 455 engine in it, which it's big,
right.
But it needed that much engine in it just to propel the thing. And it really didn't only had 230 horsepower. And that's not much by today's standards.
One last question. What do you hope that people who visit the museum will discover and take away and learn from this historic and automotive experience?
Just to come away with a sense of what Ari Olds himself contributed to Lansing. If it wasn't for Ari, we wouldn't have General Motors in this town. We wouldn't have Oldsmobile. We wouldn't have had a Rio company. We wouldn't have the plants we have today.
Bill Adcock, he's the executive director of the R.E. Olds Transportation Museum in Lansing. Bill, thanks again for the tour and the time.
Peter, thank you very much.
You're looking at the Dick Van Pattens back in 1960. Here we are now. Look at the size of these guys. That's why we love our new Olds Delta 88. There's room for these six-footers to stretch out. And how many roomy cars look this stylish? The Olds Delta 88 is the family car that didn't forget the family.
There is a special feel in an Oldsmobile.